We are on Daf Peyom at Beis. Now, there was a Taisvis, which we had not learned yesterday, which is very essential to the next Sugya. And so just let us learn one Shure in the Mishneh with Rashi and Taisvis. A little bit more than the Shura. Meiso, Mayasu, Biksuboso, Menachosim, Anichnosim, Vayetzim, Imo. What is the din of Hashem Meres, Yovom dies? What happens with the Ksube, which means Nichsei Tzayim Barzel? Menachosim, Anichnosim, Vayetzim, Imo. What happens with the Nichsei Meluk? Is Beishame, Oimrim, Yachloiku Yershei Abal and Yershei Ho'ov. So on the Nichsei Meluk, the Yershei Abal are chaylik to get with the Yershei Ho'ov. And Beishamai does not speak at all about the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Ubeisilul Oimrim Nechosim Becheskosom. Uksube Becheskes Yershei Abal. Nechosim anechnosim v'yoyitzimimo b'cheskas yershei ho'ov. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Beishamei oimrim b'yivomis perkacholos k'moforish ma'ishna reishek shikayemes t'loi pligi she'ein loi koyach behen. Umaish no seifo kshemeiso omru beishama yachloiku yershei habal behem. That's one problem which the Gemara in Yevomis explains. Meforish nami, the Gemara in Yevomis also says, the davkin nokat yachloiku yershei habal im yershei ha'ov benichsei meluk. That means, normally, we should assume that the Nichsei Meluk are Becheskas Yershei Ho'ov. So therefore it says, Yachloiku Yershei Abal Im Yershei Ho'ov. That means even though we would say it's Becheskas Yershei Ho'ov, but the Yershei Abal should be Chaylik together with them. Avu Yershei Ho'ov La Yachloiku Biksubis Abal. But the Yershei Ho'ov, Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, there, according to Beishamai, there you don't say Yachloiku. V'hav agav, d'nokat reishem ayasu b'ksu boso, tanya v'shofka. He says, Yachloiku is only by Nichsei Meluk. U'beisil oloimrim, nechosim t'tzayim Barzel b'ches kosom. The chosim of Nichsei Tzayim Barzel beches kosom. And what does this mean? The Baba Basra bepek mishemeis meforish becheskas mi heim murzokim. There it says it's the Tzayim Barzel is becheskas mi sheheim murzokim. Now who is murzik in the Tzayim Barzel? So there's a machlokes I becheskas yershei habal. Hoyul va'achriyuson olov. Since the Baal was chayev va'achrayis and the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, so we consider that the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel was in his rishus, not in her rishus, was given over to Merveri, so therefore misofik, the Yershei HaBaal Yarshin, the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, that means before it was given over to the Baal, the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel was hers, so becheskosom, we leave this nechosim becheskas ha'isha. That is nechosim becheskosom, so cheskosom Rashi Lanshat is debatable. Then it says further, Ksuboso becheskes yershei habal. Mone mosayim v'toisvis sheruyen lovoy lo mishel bal. He says the ksuba, which she l'chayre had been entitled to get, the husband had died, is beches kasher sheyabal. It is not given out and remains beches kasher sheyabal. Now let us see Taisvus. Nechosim beches koso. Peirish hakuntris. Rashi says this sosum deke word. Beches kosom is the chihechi, the pligi amayroi beperik mishemeis. Benofal habayis olov al ishtoi. There it's speaking about a different type of a sofik. We have here that there was an abayis, an ish v'isha. The house collapsed and both of them got killed. Now we have a suffix, which we cannot be mevarer in any way, who got killed first. If the Baal got killed first, so memele, everything belongs to the Yerushei Ha'isha. The Baal didn't yarshen her, so memele, so everything would go to the Yerushei Ha'isha. If the Isha died first, so the Baal did yarshen her. Diktoni nami hosom nechosim becheskosom. So there we have a similar lotion. The nechosim we give to those who were muzik in the nechosim. Ve'ike laman di'omar becheskas yershe habal. Others say we assume that the baal was becheskas habal. So therefore we give it to the yershe habal. Vishohoyu ba'achi yusoy. So that means we consider that the Nichsei Tzayim Balzel was his already. He's mechuyiv to pay for it, but we consider it was his. So memele, so we shtel the Nichsei Tzayim Balzel beches kosoi, so the Yershe Habal will yarshen it. Vikalaman diyoma beches kes Yershe ob lefishe shalohoyu. They were hers before she got married, so we don't know. So we still in that chazok. There's a third mandiyoma that says becheskosam cheskashnei. So Rashi says hochinami pligi hoche. So the same loshen sosum we have over there by nichsei tzayim balzel nechosam becheskosam, and that nechosam becheskosam we have a three-way machlokes. Hochinami pligi hoche. So we have here the same machlokes over here. There is a sofik who yashins the shemeres yovam, the yershei abal, which is the yovam, or the yershei haisha, which is her family. And the Mishnah says nechosim beches kosam. So the same guidelines we have over there. Whatever that means there, it means here also. Ve'ein nire l'Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam wishes to disagree with Rashi. Elohoche moidu kula alme she'ein becheskas yershe habal. Our sugya, it's zicher the nichsei tzayim barzel is becheskas yershe habal. That means becheskas ayovon. Da hayovom kvar hoyem muzik benechosim koidem misoso mishas misas ochiv shohu yairish. Da ein lo likach suba klal ad shetachleitz. That means when the brother died, so whatever was bershus ha'ov goes over to the yovom. She only gets it after the ksuba, after the chalitza. After the chalitza, they ain't lalikach ksuba, and the nichsei tzayim balzel skolal in the ksuba, shama b'ksuba. So she only gets this after the chalitza. So till the chalitza, so she's not up to getting anything. So it's becheska, so it's becheska sayobom. Now that she died, so the Nichsei Tzayim Balzel remain Becheska Sayovom. ובי שמי נמי מיידה לבי סילבו כדאומר באחילץ. And just like we say in Beis Hillel, Nechosim Becheskoson means Becheskas Hayovom, and Beishamai only spoke about Nichsei Meluk, but Nichsei, they say Achloiku, but the Gemara says Nachilus, Nichsei Tzoyim Barzal, he's made it to Beis Hillel. So Nichsei Tzoyim Barzal is Becheskas Hayovom. Kedama Bachelos. Period. Rashi brought down that there's a three-way machloikis, what a taich nechosim becheskosom. So Taisa says, yeah, because there's another case in Gansen. Avol benofal habayis olov al ishtoi, murzokim yershei ov benechosim, kemoi yershei habal, Ta'alolu boin lirish, va'boin boin lirish, shadayin lo yuhusak benachosim lo yze, alohochi pligi, hosam becheskas mi. So Taisva says, amayridike chilik. That means, over here in our Gemara, so what was the matzav before she died? So the mesa died, so the yovam, whatever the mesa had is becheskas hayovam. She'll get when they give chalitza. Then she gets a ksubis, so whatever's called on the ksubis, she'll get. But before the chalitza, everything is becheskas hayovam. Masha Einkin over there, the shaila is, we have new people involved. That means that the isha is dead, the husband is dead, naflabayis olav al ishtoi. Now we have new people involved. Halolu boin lirish, valolu boin lirish. That means that these people who are coming down, none of them were murzik in the nechosim till now. Till now, with the nirsei tzayim balzel was by the Baal, but now it's not by the Baal anymore. Now it's some Amela, so it's, there it's a different case of Halolo Boin Lirish, Halolo Boin Lirish. So there we could look at it in three different Eifanim. So then we look at who was the Morikame, since the Nechosim first belonged to her. Lahochi Pligi Hosom Becheskasmi. Ule Bei Shammai. Now over there, in that case over there, Yachloiku b'chol anachosim af b'nichsei tzayim balzel. Over there, according to Beis Shammai, there is a machloikis by Nofla by Solov al Ishtoi, and there Beis Shammai says Yachloiku, so there will be Yachloiku b'nichsei tzayim balzel also. Dahosim ktoni yachloiku stoma, v'lektonu yershi abal im yershi ov kediktoni hoche, d'mashme davke benichse meluk shebehen yershi ov ike, k'moy shedag medagdek b'hacheilitz. Now, Taisva says as follows. Taisva is proving that the sugya over there is different than our sugya, and Taisva is now proving it before Taisva said alumdis. That here the Yavam was Murzik and the Nirzei Tzayim Balzel, because she first gets the Ksuba after the Chalitza. Then, and there it's Halolo Boin Lirish, Halolo Boin Lirish. So it's a different case. Fine, that's... Now Taisus wants to say, I'll prove to you it's different. In our Mishnah, what does Beis Shammai hold by Nirzei Tzayim Balzel? So Taisus had mentioned before, Nichsei Tzayim Balzel, there's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's what the whole machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by Nichsei Meluk. The Beis Shammai says, Yachloiko and Beis Hillel sal becheskas Yerushei Ho'ov. That's the whole machlokes. But Nichsei Tzayim Balzel, they both agree that it's becheskoson, whatever that means. But there's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Nichsei Tzayim Balzel. Over there, it says Beis Shammai holds yachloiku. Now, Taisvus is saying The Yachloiku over there of Beishamai is speaking about Bein Benichsei Meluk, Bein Benichsei Tzayim Balzo. So Taisva says, how do I know this? So Taisva says, because let's be Medaik Lashainis. By us, when Beishamai said Yachloiku, he said Yachloiku Yershe Habal Im Yershe Ha'ov. So it would seem that the Iker Muchzokim L'chayra are the Yershei Ha'ov, Yachloiku Yershei Ha'bal Im Yershei Ha'ov, and this Diyik the Gemara says in Achilas to prove that Beisham is only speaking about Nichsei Meluk. That's the Gemara's Raya in Achilas. He's not speaking about Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, because by Nichsei Tzayim Balzo should have said Yachloiku Yershei Ha'ov Im Yershei Ha'bal, because by Nichsei Tzayim Balzo the Yershei Ha'bal are more Amor Muzokim. And if he said Tavki such a loshen, Yershei Habal Im Yershei, is only speaking about Nichsei Tzayim Balzo. That's a Gemara Nachelet. Now Taisva says, so let's learn the Gemara Mishemais. There Beishami said Yachloiku. Period. Now, if he's only speaking about Nichsei Meluk, so he should have used the same loshen he said over here. Sarkochach Yachloiku speaking about Nichsei Tzayim Balzo lost. As he said, Yachloiku stam. Let's not go into the problem. Yachloiku, if it's Tzayim Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, Tzayim Nichsei Meluk. So what is Taisus proving? So Taisus is saying, so I'm showing to you that that sugya is no shaykhus with our sugya. Rashi was medamed in two sugyas, whatever it says there, Nechosim Becheskosim. There Beis Hillel says Nechosim Becheskosim, and here Beis Hillel says Nechosim Becheskosim. So Rashi made a mamatzinu, you can't make a mamatzinu between the two cases, because over here Beis Shammai holds Nechosim Becheskosim, and Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, and there Beis Shammai holds Yachloiku. So you see, it's two Welten. So that's the Raya of Taisvis. Va'oit. Kasha number two. The Ipligi Nami Hochi. If we will say that machlokes that we have in Mishemais, b'man di homa olds becheskes yosheish. That's that nechosim becheskos means necheskes yosheish. Im kain leman di homa becheskes yosheish. Tikshi. So then I'll ask a very modern kasha. Now we mentioned before that Nechosim, that Beishamai is moide to Beisilo by Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, by Osal Kapon. So Nechosim Becheskosa means, Rashi says, you want to know what it means? Look at Mishemais. Fine. Now when I look at Mishemais, I see one man, the Yoma says, Nechosim Becheskosa means, Becheskesh Yershei Ha'isha. Fine. So that's a taich, Nechosim Becheskosa. Sai according to Beishamai and said according to Beisilo. Fine. So tikshi, so if that is so, tikshi di imkain, so Taisus says so, it's meiradik modne. Beishamai mukme nichsei tzayim balzel becheskes yershei ha'isha. Tvei minuchsei meluk, tem nichsei meluk, komri di yachloiku. So Memela, so Taisva says, so it comes out very modne, that Nichsei Tzayim Balzo is more Becheskas Yosheisha than Nichsei Meluk. Or be Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, Moide Le Beisil, Dabe Becheskas Yosheisha. Leman de Yoma, this is Laman Yoma, Cheskosa means Cheskas Yosheisha. Vizeh einoi, so that means if you're talking about which is more the ishos, tzoyim balzel, or nichsei meluk, it's icha, nichsei meluk is icha more the ishos than tzoyim balzel. Vizeh einoi, the perik amon abiyavomis mashme, the nichsei tzoyim balzel, becheskes abal kai mitvei, kediktoni hosom, the avdei tzoyim balzel, yoichlu betrume, if the husband was a kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael. Now she brings in Avdei Tzayim Balzo and Avdei Meluk. So it says like this. Avdei Tzayim Balzo, so that belongs to him. Yoichlu betrume. That's not only trume. That's his avodim. V'loy Avdei Meluk. Avdei Meluk already is hers. So Mamela, it seems then it's So then they have to eat only because of her, not because of him. So we see that Avdei Meluk is less the husband than Avdei Tzayin Barzel. And here it says, Avdei Tzayin Barzel is Becheskas Yershe Heyishe, and Avdei Meluk is Echloiku. Vim Bechayim Bakama Duchti. Vait. Question number two. Laman da Oma Hosam Nami Becheskas Yershe Yabal. According to the man, the Omar, that says, Cheskas Yoyshe Baal, so we see, Avitvei, Becheskas Abaal, Minichsim Meluk, the Minichsim Meluk Komri, the Havi, Becheskas Yoyshe Ov. Now, let's talk into Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, Nichsim Meluk is Becheskas Yoyshe Ov, Nechosim Becheskosim, which is Nichsim Tzim Baalzul, is Becheskas Yoyshe Habal. So according to that Mandiyama, you see that Tzoyin Barzel is more Becheskas Yershe Abal than Nichsei Meluk. And again, in according to Rashi, so according to Yana Mandiyama, we see Fakert. So therefore, Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. And Taisvis holds that Nechosim Becheskosim means Becheskas Yoshe Habal, period. Because he, the Yovim, was a Muzik in the Nechosim as soon as the brother died, so it's Becheskas Hayov. So now Taisvis is a problem. The problem is the Loshon of the Mishnah. Nechosim Becheskosim, Nichsei Tzayin Barzo, Becheskas Yoshe Habal. Uksube Becheskas Yoshe Habal. Now, if Becheskosim is also Gematri Becheskas Yoshe Habal, so you should put it together. Nechosim Uksube Becheskas Yoshe Habal. Now, this is a Merdike Raya Terashi. Becheskosim, that's something else. Becheskosim, that's a vague word in Ayin B'mishemeis V'tim Tzenachas. And then, Uksube Becheskas Yoshe Habal. But according to Taisvis, it's a shrek. That's Taisvis kash. Boho, deloi ori vetoni nechosim imaksube, k'dei litein tam ledova. Because he wants to give a reason why is it that way. Ploima, becheskas mishohoyu ad ato dahainu abal. That means they have to give a reason. Why is beches koson? So I'm telling you a reason. Because whose reshus was it before she died? Before she died, it was beches koson. So that's what remains that way. So ches koson is a reason why we give this to the Yershe Habal. Avalaksube loy hutzchech hatam. Shadova poshutu dava becheskes habal tvei minichsei tzoyin balzo. The ksube is there a chiyuv to give the ksube? That means the, he yarshened his brothers nechosim, now his the shaila is he mechuyuv to pay a ksube? So that's more poshut than nichsei tzoyin balzo. Then Taisva says, you'll say it's a doichik, you'll say it's schwer. So Taisha says, the times that on the tzichin kamoikein loyma hosam lamandi mecheskas yershe abal. So Taisha says, forget about my pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, cheskoson is a three-way machloikis. According to one man, the mecheskoson is in yershe abal. No, so you have the same problem according to him. So it's not a kasha on the rabbeinu tam. That means that according to Rashi, Rashi will also have this problem. So why wasn't he ma'ariv it? According to the man, the Yom HaMishameis, that Cheskosa means Yershe Abal, see, it also means Yershe Abal, so why didn't the Tana put it together? So you have to say the same shtick Torah according to Rashi. So Mamele, you said according to Rabbein Tam also. Ubachayle Tzarachti. Iboyilu. Now let's go to the Gemara. So Bekitza, but this is very essential to understand the next sugya. We have here a machlokes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Beis Elul, who gets the nichsei tzayim barzel? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Yovam gets a Yershei Abal when she dies. And according to Rashi, it's a machlokes. Iboyilu. Now, the Gemara closes a shayla. Shemeres Yovam Shemeso. That she died, and that's the case of the our Mishneh. Mikaivra, who is Mechuyev to be metapol in her kvura? Yershei Habal Kovri Lo, the Koyosi Ksube. The Yarshin the Ksube, so Memele, so on them is Mutul the Chiyev Kvura. I do me Yershei Ob Kovri Lo, the Koyosi Nechosim Anichnosim by Yoitzim Imo. No, the Yershei of Yarsh and the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. So Memele, they're Mechuyev to be Metapel Bekforos. Omar Rav Amram Toshma. The sign we learned about Bereise, Shemeres Yovom Shemeso Yersheho Yershei Ksuboso Chayovom Bekforoso. So that means Yershei Abal. That was the Shaila. Yershei Abal, the Kayose Ksube. Yershei Ha'ov, but the Yerish Nichsei Meluk. So we have a Baraisa that Yershei Ksuboso Achayovim Bekvuroso. So that means Yershei Abal. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Mikoivro. Mishum de yeshlo shne yershim kami boilom. But this shemeres yovom has two yershim. Yershei abal kovri lo de koyosi ksuboso. Vesanye beperk naro shenispatso kvuroso tachas ksuboso. So the yershei abal yarshin de ksube, so they're mechuyev to be metabol bekvuroso. Yersheho Yershei Ksuboso Oysen Yershin She Yershin Ksuboso Chayovim Bekvuroso. Now let us see Tosfos, and Tosfos sheds a miracle light in our sugya. Yershei Habal Kovri Lo De Koyose Ksuboso Ve'im Toime. Now when we learn this Gemara, what does Yershei Ksuboso mean? So according to Rashi, it would mean the Mone Mosayim. According to Tosfos, it will mean the Tzayin Barzel also. We'll see in a minute. Because the Tzayin Barzel is also your Nishim in the Ksube. When he pays the Ksube, he pays how much they shot stuff the Tzayin Barzel was worth. So according to Tosfos, would mean the Baal who's Yershei the Tzayin Barzel. Ve'im Toima. Leperish HaKuntres, according to Rashi, De'ein le'Yershei HaBaal el'mona u'masayim v'loi nedunya. Rashi says the Yershei HaBaal only Yershei mona u'masayim. Faktosus abombe von Akasha. V'omrinem beperik naro. This Gemara that Rashi brought down, the kvuroso tachas nedunyoso, that who is metapol in the kvure, the one who gets the nadin. And the Gemara proves him midei nechayev likver arusosoy. And arusa that dies, the husband is not mechuyev to be mekabo. Why? Because an arusa normally doesn't bring in a nadin. Now, by an arusa, there's a ksube, we'll see, but there's no nadin. And the Gemara says that the Chiyev Kvuris told you gets the Nadin. So Bishloim, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Natan is very good. Ksubosa means the Nadin also, so they get the Nadin. The Yershei, Ha'ov get the Nichsei Tzayim, Michsei Meluk. Some of them, we have a Shaila. But according to Rashi, there's no Shaila. V'yeshleima. So Tosfos says, Amira de Keteretz. The Sheimeres Yovam Hoysa Ruuya Little Ktsas Mone Omosayim Kedemaskinon de Yovam Ka'acher Domi. Now, the Nusach of the Ksuba is Kshetinosi La'acher Titel Ksubosech. Now, just let's give a shtickle preview what there's a pilpul in the Gemara further. And Taisus is going according to the Maskonis of Gemara. So let's just appreciate what Taisus is saying over here. There was a member of Rava. Rava wanted to say that Ashemeres, we have to read the lines of the Ksuba, the Lashon of the Ksuba. The Lashon Ksuba is Kshetinosei La'acha Titlik Sibosech. When are you entitled to get the Ksuba? Kshetinosei La'acha. When you can get married, then you get the Ksuba. So let's talk about a few cases. Therefore, if a woman dies first, there's no Kshetinosei La'acha. So you don't get a Ksuba. Ashemeres Yavam, can she get married? Also not. She's stuck. So Rava held, so there's no ksuba, nothing worth talking about. There's nothing. We'll give you chalitza. Fine. And kshano selach, then you'll get the ksuba. But till now, till you get chalitza or till yibum, so zvaitanok tino selach, because you can't get married, you're an eshesish. Till kshetino selach, there's no chiyiv ksuba. That is what Rava had wanted to say. And the Gemara says, no. The Gemara is chaylik on Rava. The Gemara says that the Yovam is called an Acher. That means, so let us read now the Lashon of the Ksube, that the husband is saying, Kshetinosi la'Acher. That means, my Misa, the Misa of the Meis is matter you to marry the Yavam. That means, till now, everything. If he dies without children, now you can marry the Yavam. So Memele, there's a Chiv, so Memele, as soon as the husband dies, she starts shaking her Ksube, no? Shitnasi La'achel. There, she is entitled, there's some entitlement as soon as she dies, as soon as the husband dies to get a ksuba. This man Gviye didn't come yet. She'll only get the ksuba after chalitza. But there was already a ktsas chiyev ksuba. That means kshetinose la'achet. So Tosfos explains it as follows. Shemeres Yovam Hoysa Ruya Litol Ktsas Mone Mosayim. That means as soon as her husband died, she's Roy Litol, that means she's entitled already to something what to talk about. We're not speaking about something which is far-fetched. Kidemaskine. The Yovam Ka'achadomi. Vahave Ki'ilu. Now Taisi says, Amir de Kekeilu. Hichnisa loy nidunye. Shahoysa ksuboso al nichsei bailo. Vooysoi hashibot himachneses loy. Verehi keilu notlo vehirziro loy. So Taisi says, Amir de ke moshal over here, that we should deher. That when the husband died, she's entitled to get a ksuba from those nechosa. So let's say if he left over chomish meizuz, so theoretically from the chomish meizuz, she should take her masayim zuz. Fine. Lebaisa, she doesn't take it. The vial, kozman is no chalitza, the yovom is entitled to 500 zuz. So Taisva says, so that's ki'ilu, she took her 200 zuz, and she put it back, and now you're taking 500 sous. But let's have a koras atoiv to the one who's entitled to. So it's ki'ilu, I'm giving you 200 sous. That means you have now 500 sous. The brother died and he had 500 sous in his account and now you have 500 sous. It's not like that. You have 3 plus 2. 300 plus 200. The 200 that you have is my shibud, which I didn't take yet. So it's considered I brought in, we're talking about before the Yibum yet, she's a Shemeres Yovim. I brought in 200 sous. An extra 200 sous I brought in. So I brought Nadin. So Mamela, you're asking Akasha, what's the Taich Nadin? Nadin is the Taich that the Isha brought into the Tiknu Kvuroso Tachas Nadin. Nidunya. So what is Pshat? That if the Isha brought into the bias Adadin, so if she dies first, you have to be Matapu with her Kvura. So Taisvis asked Akasha, the Nichseit Seim Balzel, the Yovam didn't get, the Nichseit Seim Balzel, could be that the Yorshe Yov will get. Rashi says, and the Chosim Beches Kosim is a Shaila, could be the Yorshe Yov get the Nichseit Seim Balzel. So that was Taisus Kasha. So why should the Yershi Abal be chayiv bekvurasa? She didn't bring in any nadin. So Taisus said she sure did. She brought in Mone Mosayim. She brought in Mone Mosayim. Because since there was chal b'miktsis eischus netilas ksube la'acha misas bailo, because that's considered kshetinosi la'acha, so male already, it became Azman Gvias Ksube. We're not going with the Ksube yet, but it's considered Azman Gvias Ksube. So we say the 500 Zuz Yashin from his brother, 200 is hers. So she brought in a Nadin already. She brought in a Nadin, these 200 Zuz. He doesn't have 500, he has 300 plus 200. No, so male, she brought in a Nadin to you. It's male Yechayvik for us. She gave them a Nadin also. That's the next Taisvis. Yosheav also have a Nadin. Could they have the same Balzal? For practical purposes, according to Rashi. The Chosim Beches Kosim, according to Rashi, means, there's a Machlokes Mishemes. Could be it's Becheskas, Yosheav. That could also be, but fine. We'll talk about that soon. But she brought into the Yavam also a Nadin. Cause the Ksub is a Nadin. So Memele, so that's one side. Since he yashins the Ksuba, which is Mone Mosayim Take, but Charis here, he yashins the Ksuba. So Memele, he yashins the Ksuba that she has a right to take me Nichsei Ochid. So Memele, so this already is called, this is equivalent to Anadin, which is Mechayiv him to be Mekabah. That's the Tzad in the Gemara. Now, Taisus had asked Akasha Taisus brought a Gemara daf Memzayin Amid Beis that says the Chi of Kvure is only on the Nadin, and that's why by an Aruse that there's no, she doesn't bring in a Nadin, there's no Chi of Kvure. So Taisus proved from that I was a din ksube, chayiv a ksube taruso also. So you see, ksube is not mechayiv kvure, only nadin is mechayiv kvure. So Taisvi says, say bazoi, v'leidom yilishar arusa d'leimachnes aleimidi. So now let's talk. If an arusa died, so she didn't bring in anything. In Atei Nochmel, there was no chiv ksuba. The whole chiv ksuba was l'shetinose la'ache. If she died first, there's no tinose la'ache. So there's no chiv ksuba. So she didn't bring in anything to the bayis. Als arusa. If she didn't bring in anything to the bayis, so memela, so the Gemara says, the zicha no chiv kvura bayin arusa. Ma she'en kein. In our case, so this woman brought into the bayis. The bias was speaking about that, which is a zokov to the Yavam.
she brought in the ksube, which the nichsei baila was meshubita, so she brought in something. Ulefize, so Taisa says, afilu biyevama mina erisin mi boile. So our Gemara could be speaking about afilu she's a yevama mina erisin, I mean she's only was an arusa to her first husband. So it could be meiridik, that means even though if she would have died b'chaye baila, her husband wouldn't be mechuyev to be mekabaha, because she didn't bring in anything to her husband, but the yavam b'chaye more than the husband, because she's bringing him in the ksube, which by her husband she didn't bring in. That is what Taisvis is saying. Oy dilme, yershei ha'av kavrila, or maybe Yershav Kavrila, the Koyarse Nechosim and Nechnosim by Yetzimimah. Maybe the Yershi of Amakabaha, because the Yashin did Nechsem Eluk. Lepeirish Akunteris, Leman the Omar Becheskas Yershei Ha'ishe. Now Taisus again is holding tabs with Shitas Rashi. Rashi said, Nechosim Beches Kosom, that what it says in the Mishnah, Nechosim Beches Kosom, there's a Shaila in the Gemara in Mishameis, what Beches Kosom means. Beches Kosom could mean, Beches Kas Yershei Ha'isha. So, the Yershei Isha Yarshin, the Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel. So, Tosis is asking Akasha. The Gemara clears a shaila. Maybe the Yershei Ha'ov Amchayv Bekvure, because the Yashin Nichsei Meluk. Why do you have to talk about Nichsei Meluk? Talk about Nichsei Tzim Barzel, and not the Gemara Poshit in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis says that the Kvure is for the Nadin. Taisus just made that the Ksub is also called a Nadin, maybe Legabi the Yavam. But the Iver in the Gemara is that the Kvur is for the Nadin. So why do you have to search with Licht a reason why the Yershiyov should be Mechayev B'Kvure? Because they Yashening Nichsei Meluk. They Yashening the Nadin. They Yashening Nichsei Tzimbal, according to Rashi. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, this is no problem whatsoever. The Yovam Yashin's the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. The Yershei Ksubosa means, you don't have to say this whole shtick Torah, he's Yashin the Nadin, he's taking over the Nadin. But what are the Yershei of taking? Nichsei Meluk. So according to Taisus, it's very good, the Gemara. But Taisus wants to hold Cheshbon according to Rashi. So why did the Gemara say you're looking for reasons why the Yershei Yoav should be Mekaba? Because they're Yashining the Nadin. Speak about the same Basel. Why do you speak about Nichsei Meluk? L'peirish HaKuntris, L'man Doma Becheskes Yershei Yishe, Havalei L'mein B'deko Yosei Nami Nidun Yosei, they're Yashining the Nadin also. This is a whole sugi in Mishameis. There's a man Yoma that says that the Yershei Abal Yashin the Nadin. So what the svore that the Yershei of should be Mekaba? So you have to say, because they Yashin the Nichsei Meluk. Because they Yashin the Nichsei Meluk. Ve'im Taima. Maikami boile, so now Taisvis is making the record straight. Taisvis is saying like this. Our whole Gemara that is clearing a shaila, who is chayev bekvura, the Yershei Ha'ov or the Yershei Habal? So Taisva says, that means, and we're looking for reasons why the Yershei Ha'ov should be Chayv B'Kvur, because the Yashin Nichsei Meluk. So Taisva says, Agamah is going according to the Mandi Yoma that holds that the Nichsei Tzim Barzel, the Yershei Habal get. There's a shell of the Gemara, so fine. So our Gemara is going, wants to give a reason, I feel according to Yen, the Mandi Yoma, I feel according to the Mandi Yoma. that the Yoshia Bal Yash and the Nichsei Tzem Balzo, but there's still a Svore that the Yoshe Ho'ov should be Chayiv Bekvure, because the Yash and Nichsei Meluk. That's why Agamo is mentioning Nichsei Meluk. If that's the Shaila, my Kami Boile. The Gemara says klol that the kvura is for the nadin. So memele, if our Gemara wants to explain, I feel according to the man the Yoma, that the Baal yashens the nadin, so what's the shaila? So he yashens the nadin. They don't yashen the nadin. Vishleim the lav davke noketosom ksuboso. Which means the nadin, do it, the nichsei meluk. Nichsei meluk is also a sibe to be mechayiv bekvurim. Rodegil is so tvei, shemachneses isha labayal and nichsei tzim, balzem and nichsei meluk. But lemaise, nichsei meluk is also a factor. Now, lepeirish hakuntres nami mona mosaim dohoche, now, I think the Maram Shif also means to say this, that Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis just said now that Nichsei Tzim Balzo is also a Sibbe to be Mechayiv Kvurim. Nichsei Meluk is also a Sibbe to be Mechayiv Kvurim. So Dach Smetaisis is saying, because I'll prove it to you, according to Rashi, the Ksuba is also called Nadin. So you see, Nadin does not mean Bedavke Nichsei Tzim Balzo. Nadin means whatever is brought into the bayis falls into the category of Nadin. So according to Rashi, the Ksuba could be called Nadin. So in the same vein, Nichsei Meluk could also be called Nadin. She brought in Aschus Achilles Peres. She brought in something. So the word, the criteria is not the Nadin of Nichsei Tzim Balzo. Anything that's brought in falls into the category of Kvurosa Tachas Nidunyosa. That Tachseme is what Taisvis is saying. Im keinem anachnu, so, dacht sich mir, so what did Taisvis say? So let's appreciate what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that our Gemara wants to say a svore that the Yerushe Ya'av she bechayv bekvure, because they're getting the Nichsei Meluk. Nichsei Meluk is also something. So it's also a lot of Kenadin. The Baal is getting Nichsei Tzim Balzo, Yoshe Abal. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, so why should the Yoshe, Nichsei Meluk is also Nadin. But Nichsei Tzim Balzo is a Nadin. So what's the Svara that Taisvis is saying and explaining that Nichsei Meluk is also a din nadin. It's equivalent to nadin. But lechayre nichsei tzim balzo zich a nadin. So lechayre, what is the svara that the yershe ha'av shebi mechuyim bekvure, because since they yashin the nichsei meluk, but why is this yerusha more choshev than the yerusha of the yershe ha'bal who's mamish not yashin the nadin? Daran says over here, and I think Taisvis also holds like Daran, that Daran says the Shaila, that the Yershe of should also be Chayiv Bekvur, and they should split it up. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. That means the He is an Adon, the Baal Yash and the Nichsei Tzim Basel. They also have a nadin. Nichsei Meluk is also equivalent to nadin. So both of them should be chayiv bekvurim. That's pshat and taisvis. Okay. Now, Bochana does not say like this, but I don't want to go into this. But this is Parshib Shat and Taishvus. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Amar Abaye, Afanan Nami Tenina. That means as follows. We had a Shaila that a Shemeres Yovam. We had a Shaila, a Shemeres Yovam that died. Who is Mechuyev in the Kvurim? Is the Yershei Habal, which means the Yovam, who Yarshans, according to Rashi, the Monim Mosayim, according to Taisus, the Tzayim Barzal, is he Chayev Bekvurim? Or the Yershei Ha'av, who Yarshan, the Nirse Meluk, are they Chayev Bekvurim? And the Gemara brought up Baraisa, that says Yershei Ksuboso, which means the Yershei Habal, who Yarshan, the Monim Mosayim, or the Tzayim Barzal, they're Chayev Bekvuros. Omar Abaye Afanana Mitanina. We learned this. We learned as follows. Almone Nizaynis Minichse Yesayman. Now here we're talking about that a husband died. He left over children and Nachosim. So the din is Kozman, she is not Goyver the Ksube. Is Nizaynis Minichse Yesayman. So then Mechuyev to give her Mizaynis. They give her Mizaynis. Umayse Yodea Shalahem. Our Maisi Yadayim belongs to the Yesayimim. Ve'ein chayovim bikvuroso. They're not chayiv to be mekabaho. Why aren't they chayiv to be mekabaho? Because the one who yashins oksube is mechuyiv bikvuroso. Pekel, these Yesayimim, we're speaking about the children of her husband. They necessarily don't yashin her at all for all practical purposes. When she'll be goyva the ksuba, they'll give her the ksuba from the nechosim that their father left over. Or if she dies, they'll give to her yoshim. But they themselves have no shaykhis at all with her ksuba. They're the Yershei Habal. They have to pay the Ksuba. They don't get the Ksuba. How Yershim get the Ksuba? So therefore, again, so it says, Amone Nizaynis Minichse Yisaynis. They give her Mizaynis. Umayse Yodeo Shelohem. And our Maise Dain belongs to them. Ve'ein Chayovim Bikvulo. So they're not Machuyev to be mekabah, no, who's mechuyev to be mekabah? Yoshe ksubosa chayev bekvurosa. Whoever will get her ksube, they are chayev to be mekabah. Period. Now, in here, there's an extra word. It should have said as follows: Vein chayev bekvurosa. Yershei ksuboso chayovim bikvuros. Why do you have to say Yersheho, Yershei ksuboso? Yershei, whoever's gonna get the ksube, chayov bikvuros. Yershei ksuboso is a yitor that's coming to tell us a new din. If you have an ishe that has two yershim, so which of the two yershim will archive bikvurosa yersheo? If there's two, which of the two yershim yershik subosa chayom bikvurosa? Ve'eza almone sheyesh lo shnei yershim. Where do you have almone with two yershim? Aviyoyim azu shemeres yom. So fakir, that was Abaye's raya. So Abaye said that from here we see that when there's two Yoshim, Yoshik Subosa, which is the Yoshe Abal, which is the Yovam, he's Chayiv Bekvuros. Let us see Rashi in Taisvis. Vein Chayom Bekvuros, the boy Lemesav Ksubosa Li Yosher, They're not chayvik fulah, so they forget they're going to pay the ksuba to her yoshim. So the Gemara darshan she yesh lo shnei yoshim, the itzach letana lemisne, oy son yoshin she yoshin ksubasa, the yoshim, that means there's a woman that has two yoshim, those who yashin the ksuba, they're chayvik fulah, shmamino ike yoshim achine badayu, the lo yoshin ksubasa. So then the only way we can understand such a case is by a Shemeres Yobam who has two Yoshim, the Yoshe Abal and the Yoshe Ha'ov. Let us see Taisvis. Eizeh Amon HaShesh Loshnei Yoshim Yitur Edemas Nisen Dayik. That's the Yitur. The Yitur is Yoshe Ho Yoshe Ksubosa. Avo Ikemas Nisen Loi Meire B'Shemeres Yobam. The Mishnah at all is not speaking about a Shemeres Shobim at all. Elo b'stam almona, do oktoni minichse yisaimim. We're talking about that the father had children, so there's no yibum over here. If a Shemeres Shobim less lo yisaimim, there's no yisaimim to her husband if she's a Shemeres Shobim. So here we're talking about, so the pashtus of the Mishnah, we're talking about another case. Not talking about a Shemeres Shobim, we're speaking about that who is the chayvik v'rosa yershe ksubosa. We're talking about whoever we ask in the ksuba. Not talking about a Shemeres Shobim, but from the Yitoloshin, from yersheho yershe ksubosa, it's coming to tell us by Shemeres Shobim, with there's two yoshin, who's chayvik v'rosa yershe ksubosa. Yeah. Now, it's a fine tzachona sugile. Omar, a very schwer sugile. Omar Rove. Now, Rove asked, so what did we have till now? We had till now that a Shemeres Yovom that had died. So we said the Yovom is chayiv b'kfuroso. We had alumdus and teisves. That why is the Yovam Chayv B'Kfurosa? Because we consider Ke'ilu, when the Meis died, she had Yashin the Ksube, from the Meis, Nichsei HaMeis, and while the Yovam took in all the Nichsei HaMeis, so it's Ke'ilu, she brought into the Yovam her Ksube, so she brought him in something, so that's why he's Chayv B'Kfurosa. Omar Rove did not like this whole shtick teure, that it's cool that she's, we said if the Meis had 500 zuz, she's bringing in 200 zuz. Omar Rove, I don't like this. V'leima och ani yoyrish, I have nothing to do with her. I'm yashening from my brother 500 zuz. Ishtoi? Ain't ani kaiva. I'm not mechuyiv. I'll tell you a sod. He was mechuyiv to be mekabah. If she would have died b'chayav, but ishtoy ain't ani kaiva. So Rove is asking a pertinent question that he didn't get anything from her. Why should he be mechuyiv to be mekabah? Let us see Rashi. Och ani yoyrish, ksube zu shani yoyrish. When I'm yashing the ksube, ein kan min edunyes aviyaklom. This is Rashi Lashitosa is very good. That what there was no nadin. Fakel, the nadin is going to Yershe Ha'ov for all practical purposes. I'm not getting any nadin. Elo mesayim v'toisves shekos av laochi. The only thing is, there's a Mosayim v'toysu shekos of la'ochi, ve'ein ani yoyrish oiso el la'ochi. My brother was mechayiv himself to her, a Mosayim v'toysvis. And I'm yashning my brother. I have nothing to do with her. I didn't get a penny from her, and she's not going to get a penny from me. I won't be mekabah her. Finished. Och ani yoyrish, ve'ishtoi, Einani kaiva. So far, so good. Omale Abaye,
So Abaye told Rove, you can't talk like that. Mishim deboim olov mishneit stodim. You can't, he can, the ochan yeirish vishin ikever will come to you with amimon afshech. Im ochiv yeirish yikperes ishtoi. Im eina ikeveres ishtoi yitenk suboso. Now we have to understand what is Abaye telling him. So let us see Rashi. Yikper es ishtoi, ki moi shohoyu hu koivro imeso b'chayuv, v'afilu loy ichniso loy klum. Now, Dach Sechmir, Rashi learned as follows. There's a lomdis, and later we'll see the lomdis. There's a lomdis that pshat is that kozman there's a yovam, we consider keilu the issues of the mace was not nifsak. That means the yovam is oimed to take over the issues of the mace. So he's like a continuation of the issues of the mace. And let us perhaps say a little better. So if I'm taking over the issues of the mace, so there's no chiv ksubi yet. That means we're still happily married. First she was married to the brother, now to me. I'm the mokim the brother. We'll see a loshen en ksubi nigvis mechayim. We're still in the middle of the marriage. I mean, so there's no ksuba, there's nothing. That's very nice. So my male have nothing to do with her. She's not bringing any. There's nothing to talk about a ksuba. I'm getting a ksuba from her. There's no ksuba. I'm just taking over I'm oimit to take over the issues of my brother and whatever he had, I'm taking over. I'm a mamala mokim. But ishta any kaiva. So Abaye said, listen, if you're looking at in that way that you're taking over the issues of the brother and there's no chiyuv ksuba yet, we're still in the middle of the marriage, it's fine, very good. So, but now your wife died. You know, and if your wife died, you have to be mekabah. So you say you didn't get anything from her, but you're just like the brother. The brother, if he wouldn't have gotten anything from her, Yossi's mechuyiv to be mekabah. That means after nisuyin, a husband, since normally gets a nadin, a husband is mechuyiv to be mekabah a wife. So memele, so lochere, that is what Rashi is saying. Yikper es ishtoi, what is he saying? Ochan, yikper es ishtoi, kemoisha yohu koivro imeisa bachayet. Vafilu loy ichnisa loy klum. You're saying, this is like, you're a mamala mokim of your brother? Fine. You're stepping into his shoes? Fine. But if they pinch, you'll suffer also. That means if you're stepping into his shoes and then this is nechosim, this is his nechosim and this is your wife and this is everything, so bury your wife. That's number one. Im ochiv yoirish yikber es ishtoi. Im einei koiver es ishtoi. No. I mean, let's not take it so realistic. So pshat is that what? No, there's no chiyuv kvura. It's not, there's no chiyuv kvura on me. So then yitin ksuboso. Sha kvura bo tachteho. So that means, and so lochaira, I think Rashi, here it's very unclear what Rashi is saying. Yitn ksuboso shakfure bo tachter. And the kfure now is bemokim the ksube. So lochaire pshat is that if you are saying that it's not keilu da och is chai, so then, So then there's a chiyuv ksube in yom chuyuv to, so then there's a chiyuv ksube. If the och is not chai, that means one of the two. If we consider like the och is still chai, that's one big issue, so then the chiyuv ksube is matan you. If you won't look at it as that, you'll say, no, it's not, you can't take this literally, the och died. Okay, the och died, so that means that issue is ended. And so now there's a chiyuv ksube. Now there's a chiyuv ksube so she was eichen the ksube, and she brought in the ksube to you. Isha kvura bo tachta. Now the kvura is bo tachas the ksube that she was zoiche to get. I mean, so then l'cheira we're back to Taisva's pshat. That is so memel. If he's dead and succumbed to the ksube, So Mamela, so you're Yashning Haksuba, so be Mekabaha. I think that's Pshat and Rashi. So Rav said that this is what Abaye is Rav. Omalei Hochi Kamina Och Ani Yoirish Es Ishti Ishtoi Einani Koiva. Ayarshin, my brother. The Nechosim belong to me because of my brother. The Chiv Kfure is not mutal on me. The Chiv Kfure is mutal on the brother, not on me. Es Ishtoi Einani Koiva. The Nechosim I take, the Ishtoi, I'm not mukhiv to be Koiva. You tell me about the ksuba. Leinitna ksuba ligvayis michaim. She has no right bechlal to the ksuba. Leinitva the ksuba. It says lchshetinasi titli ksubosech. Since lemaise, she is not permitted to get married. So memela. So there's no natilas ksuba. So there's no ksube, and on me it's not mutalachiyev kvura. So what does Rashi say? Ligvay leinitna ksuba ligvayis michayim. Kol zman shehabal chai. Kol zman shehabal chai, there's no chiyev ksube. Vani b'mokim baloi meit. Shayisi mitzapa lekainzoi. So he's saying, lagabi chiyuv ksube, there's no chiyuv ksube. Lenita ksube ligveis mechaim. But lagabi the chiyuv kvure, that not, as ishte enani kaiva, that means we're dancing on two chasanis, and we can't dance on two chasanis because they're two different inyonim. That means there's no chiyuv ksube yet. Kol's man, she can't get married. She's not able to get married after my brother died, so she's a shemeres yovam, she can't get married. I'm aimed to be mamshech the marriage. So there's no chiyuv ksube. That's, they need the ksube ligvei sman. Kol's man, I'm alive and I want to marry her. Want to be miyabma, there is no chiyuv ksube. If there's no chiyuv ksube, so forget about it. Legabi the chiyuv kvure, that's ishtei enani kaiva. That means legabi a chiyuv ksube, it's maspik that I want to marry her. Legabi so there's no kshetinosi laalma. She's not aiming to get married yet. So there's no chiyuv ksube. I want to be mamshir dishes. A chiyuv kvure, I'm not mechuyev to be mekava his wife. Ksuba is telling she tinosi lacher. So there's no, she can't get married yet. So Kozman, she's not oimit to get married, there's no chiv to give a ksuba. A chiv kvure, that was mutal on my brother. So my brother died before, so finished. So there's no chiv kvure on him. I'm not mechuyev to be mekabah. But al koponim, legabi ksuba, afazoi feel, that what I'm oimid to be mamshech the issues of my brother makes that she's not going to get a ksuba yet. That's all. There's no kshetinosi laume. The schus of gvias ksuba
is dependent when there will be Tinosi La'alma. Tinosi La'alma is Nishdo. Because she can't get married yet. Fakelt, we're oimid to be mamshech the issues of my brother. But so there's no chiyuv ksuba. If there's no chiyuv ksuba, I didn't yashin anything from her. So there's no chiyuv kvura on me because I'm getting from her. I didn't get anything from her. Och ani yoyrish. I'm getting everything from my brother. I'm not getting anything from her. The chiyuv kvura is mutal on my brother, but he died before she died, so he's also not mechuyev. So ishtoy ein ani kaiva. That means Lagabi different in Yonim, there's different Agdores. Lagabi the Chiv Kvure, she's not my wife to be Mekabar. But Leidach Gise, she did is no Chiv Ksube. Let us see Taisvis. Vleima Och Ani Yoirish. Now, here we'll see that Taisvis got into a big rut, and according to Rashi, it's very good. L'peirish ha-kuntres porer shaper. According to Rashi, the nichsei tzayim ba'alzel belongs to the Yoshei Ho'ov. So the whole thing, the whole meduber is the Mona Messiah. Ochan yoyrish, the eini yoyrish min nichsei klum. I don't care anything from her. Elamone umosaim shalochi. Hilkach ishtei ein ani kaiva. So I don't have anything from her, so there's no chiv kvur on me. Ah, vole peirish rabbeinu tam, dene dunye lukula alme becheskos, hekoin rabbeinu tam, eni mi yushev kolkach. Shrei anachosim shel isha hoyu. This was anachosim. You're ending up with the Fakert. She died now. You ended up with the Nichsei Tzayim Ba'alzel of hers. So Memele, and you can say with a straight face, Ochi Ani Yoyrish, you're getting her Nichsei Tzayim Ba'alzel, and you say, Och, as Och Ani Yoyrish, you're getting the Nichsei Tzayim Ba'alzel from her. So, no, why can you be Mekabo? But Taisva says, V'chein gam l'perish ha-kunteris, l'mandim en b'cheskut sh'yish ha-baltzor kliyash. I mean, sorry, kashin the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi said, n'chosim b'cheskosom is debatable. There's a man, the Omer, that says b'cheskut sh'yish ha-ish, or yosh'yo, but there's a man that says b'cheskut sh'yish ha-bal. So Rashi also has the same problem. Rashi isn't menuki from problems. According to the man, the Omer, mishameis b'cheskut sh'yish ha-bal, so Memela will have the same problem. V'tzorich leforish tohochi porich. V'leima och ani yoyrish. Kloima, schusoi shel ochi ani yoyrish. K'moi sho yoyse hu im hoyo kayim. Avol chayvosoi loy yirish. That means I can take over this chusim of my brother without his obligations. Avo chayvosoi lo yirush, kedo oma ba'ilu naritz. Hinich lamaviyim porishulo, mishtam shimbo kol yemei sheiloso, meisa ein chayovim ba'inse, amir dikizach. A father borrowed a porit. So the din is in the father borrows a shoyo. So when the father borrows a par, he borrows, let's say, for 30 days. So there are two things. Number one, he's allowed to use it for 30 days. The mashal can have charot. He has a right to use it for 30 days. Number two, he's mechuyev bonds and he's a shoyo. After the first day, the father dies. So there's a moirah dikaloche. So the Yoshim are allowed to use it for the next 29 days. Why? What? Because the father has schus, the father is meirish to schus. When it comes to the obligations, when oinus will happen, it will never makabel achayis. So we see that in Hilchis Yerusha, it is possible to yarshin the schusim and not to be obligated for the schusim I'm yashening, even though the one who is meirish, it had to be obligated.
some Amela, so Taisa wants to say that this is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, true, I'm Yashning the Nichsei Tzoyim Balso. That means the Nichsei Tzoyim Balso I'm getting because of the Baal. Ochani Yoyrish. That means she brought in the Nichsei Tzoyim Balso, so now it's considered like it's the Baal's. So Mamela, I'm getting it out Yershe Abal. I'm getting it from my brother. Now, when he got the Nichsei Tzoyim Balso, he was obligated to be Mekabaha because of this. I don't take over his obligations. So Mamela, I'm not Mechuyiv to be Mekabaha. If I'd get something from her, then I'd be Mechuyiv to be Mekabaha. I'm going through my brother. I'm getting Och Ani Yersh, I'm Yashin Nidichsei Basel for my brother. And his obligations don't go over to me. He was Mechayiv himself Bekvura because of that. I don't Yashin his obligations.